This segment of In the Field Radio is brought to you by the Village Global Network, airing on Culture Shock, Radio Verseo, Rockbox FM, and Wapter Music FM.
It's In the Field Radio, y'all.
Everything's real in the field.
On 91.3 FM, WVKR.
Welcome back to In the Field Radio. I'm Erin Boogie. I'm here with Miss Lady D.
What's going on?
And we have birthday boy Chris Grant in the building.
Hi, everybody.
In the virtual building.
In the virtual building.
I like it.
Oh, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them a little bit about who Chris Grant is.
So, hi, everybody. My name is Christopher Grant. You could also call me Chris Grant, obviously. I'm a City of Poughkeepsie council member for the 6th Ward. I've been a council member since January, born and raised in the City of Poughkeepsie. I graduated Poughkeepsie High School 2005, and I went on to college. I graduated from Buffalo State College. And, you know, after I got my bachelor's, I came back to the City of Poughkeepsie. I've held jobs in finance. I worked in corrections for a few years until I kind of decided to do my own entrepreneur thing. Started a couple nonprofits in the City of Poughkeepsie. I've been doing a lot of community work, and that's what kind of, you know, pushed me to go into city government. Entrepreneur, I had a restaurant for a couple of years. It was called The Breakfast Spot. It was on Main Street. I'm actually thinking about bringing it back. And yeah, I have a small business that I run. It's a marketing business. I help small businesses with like business development and, you know, just help them get into more traction and stuff like that. So that's me. Oh, and I also run the City of Poughkeepsie Youth Baseball League.
Oh my goodness, casually, all these things. What was growing up in Poughkeepsie like for you?
I think, you know, how do I explain it? You know, I guess everybody's experience growing up in Poughkeepsie is going to be different. I wouldn't say I had a bad experience in Poughkeepsie. Obviously, we live in a city where we have a hood and street stuff occur, but you know, I was never really involved in any of that stuff, so it never really hit home for me because I wasn't in that, you know, group of people. So I'd say growing up in Poughkeepsie was cool. I don't think I had a bad childhood. I don't think that obviously, you know, families go through things, but I would say growing up in Poughkeepsie was cool for me.
So you're a dad?
Yeah, I'm a dad.
What things concern you the most about your child growing up?
Just outside influences, you know. I think that you could do but so much to teach your kids the right way to live and the right things to do, but you know, outside influences are always going to have an impact too. So I think, you know, my biggest concern for him is just sticking with the values and things that I'm teaching him, you know, and just him living through it and sticking with that throughout his whole life. So I think, I mean, obviously education is always a concern for me, you know. I want the Poughkeepsie school district to be the best district in the state. You know, I would rather that. You know, I grew up in the City of Poughkeepsie. I'm a graduate of the City of Poughkeepsie, and I'd love for my son to be a graduate of the City of Poughkeepsie as well.
Is he in the City of Poughkeepsie school district now?
He goes to a private school.
Ooh.
Yeah, he goes to a private school.
You know, it was interesting. I think me and Erin were talking. I was like, you know, I went to Arlington. Arlington is a public school. Mm-hmm. Poughkeepsie is a public school. One of them looks like a college campus.
Resources. Arlington has a lot of resources than we do.
Yeah.
I feel like the general consensus in the City of Poughkeepsie is that the City of Poughkeepsie school district struggles, right? The graduation rate.
I know they've been improving over the past few years since Dr. Roster has been here as a superintendent. But, you know, obviously there's always room for improvement everywhere. No matter how great you are, you could always get better.
So what would you like to see improve in the school district? Like, what would make you want to put your son in public school?
I'd like to see a push for more hiring and training of people that are from the area. Mm-hmm. A lot of my friends that I graduated high school with in 2005, a lot of them don't live in the City of Poughkeepsie anymore. And a lot of them are educators. A lot of them are professionals. So I'd like to see a system where people want to come back to Poughkeepsie and teach in Poughkeepsie or be doctors in Poughkeepsie, or, you know, I want it to be like homegrown. I think that a lot of times we have a lot of educators who aren't bad educators, but they're not familiar with the demographic that they have to teach, you know, and that's difficult a lot, you know, not everybody can navigate through that. So I'd like to see more homegrown professionals in the area or in the school district particularly.
What's a typical day like for you as a county legislator?
Council member. I'm not a legislator.
A council.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I mean, a lot of it is answering phone calls and responding to emails and making connections with different organizations in the city of Poughkeepsie and even people in different regions, trying to see what people in other municipalities are doing to try and kind of take, you know, see what they're doing and see how it works for them and kind of taking a piece of it and revamping it for the city of Poughkeepsie. Because mm-hmm. I think it's always important to look outside and see what other people are doing and then try to, you know, bring a rendition of whatever they're doing into the city of Poughkeepsie. So it could be anything. Sometimes I'm responding to neighbors. They call me to come and look at the things that they're complaining of, the issues that they have. I could be in a business in a sixth ward, or I could be at somebody's house in a sixth ward. You know, it's a lot. My phone rings nonstop. Sometimes I get calls at 4:30 in the morning. And, you know, and I think what's a good thing is what I'm hearing a lot from constituents around my ward and even other wards is that people, they like that I respond, you know. They like that I'm very responsive. I might not be able to get to you right away, but I usually always respond. So I think people really like that and they enjoy that I'm here to listen and I'm willing to work with them and to, you know, help them find a solution to whatever problems that they have.
Can you let our listeners know, because you keep saying the sixth ward. So for our listeners, can you describe what that territory encompasses for you?
Well, I would say the sixth ward is probably one of the most unique wards in a city because it has everything. It has our business district. It has the hood. It has some of the south side where some of the more prominent and wealthier people live. So I think the sixth ward is a true reflection of the city of Poughkeepsie as in totality, you know. So if I can give you an idea where it runs from, I don't know how familiar you are with Poughkeepsie, but so I have Academy Street from Montgomery down to the end of Catherine Street and then all the way up. So then I go all the way up Main Street and then up the arterial up to like around where the underwear factory is. I border the fifth ward over on that side. And then I go on this side, I'm all the way up Hooker Avenue up until Cherry Street and then everything in the middle. So,
yo,
I got a school in my ward. I got a couple churches in my ward, a lot of businesses in my ward. So,
oh my goodness.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Is that being a council member a good entryway into politics?
I think it is. You know, I think sometimes the politics side of it can get a little bit carried away, especially at this level. I think that this is probably one of the lowest levels of politics, you know, local government, city government. And I think sometimes people get caught up in the whole idea of what politics is supposed to be like. And I'm more so about, like I told Deb earlier this week, how I can help the city of Poughkeepsie at a higher capacity. You know, I don't really care. Obviously, I'm in it now, but I don't really care for the politics side of it. I mean, I'm going to play the game the way it has to be played, but you know, I'm more concerned with helping the city of Poughkeepsie and how I could team up and partner with other people, other politicians that share the same values, and we just want to make change. I want to make positive change. So, you know, all the politics stuff, it is what it is. You know, it's going to be there because this is the field that I'm in now. But like I said, my focus is more so on how I can improve the city of Poughkeepsie.
What are some initiatives that you're working on?
Well, a big thing for me is youth, you know, and I know that, like I said, I run the Youth Baseball League. I've been a part of several youth initiatives in the city of Poughkeepsie. I think that, and the way I see it is, if we invest into the children the right way, then that'll change the whole landscape of Poughkeepsie, you know? I mean, you got to start at the kids and you got to start and instill the proper, just like I do with my son, instill the proper values in them, invest in them, show them as many opportunities as you can, You know, just show them that there's life outside of it. And I think that's how you change the narrative of the city of Poughkeepsie. So I'm real big on investing into the youth.
Let's take a quick break.
In the Field Radio is brought to you by Mrs. Kisses Pies, the Capital Region's go-to bakery for all your sweet treat needs. From their legendary sweet potato pie to their cookie monster or cinnamon toast crunch cheesecakes and any flavors you can think of in between, Mrs. Kisses Pies is guaranteed to bring out the kid in you with a fresh and delicious masterpiece that'll be remembered long after your next event or family dinner. So visit Mrs. Kisses Pies in Albany and on Facebook to order your own custom desserts. And they'll even deliver if you're on the 518.
I love that. I love that so many people are, you know, they have nonprofits, they're doing stuff for the kids and everything else. What about the adults? Is there, you know what I mean? They're the ones that's out here wilding, you know what I'm saying?
Adults need services too. And I was even in conversations with somebody about creating like a parent support group, you know, like just for parents who, we got parents who work double shifts or who are unable to be home with their kids in the afternoon. And I would like to see a program created where we have obviously trustworthy adults that can kind of be support to be of some sort of support to the parents, you know, so kids are just not running wild, and because kids need structure, you know, and that's what it is. So I want to see more parent support groups. I want to see more programs for the elderly.
Yeah, you know, like, is there clubs programs or organizations, either professional or recreational, that you would recommend to set? Like, I'm 32, I don't have any kids. You know what I mean? There's a bunch of adults out there that just party. You know what I mean? That's all.
To be honest with you, I wish I knew, because I kind of like, I'm an easy to please person, so it's like, you know, I could find something to do easy, yeah, you know, and something that I enjoy doing easy.
I just feel like that's the biggest thing about people leaving the area. Right, I feel like you hit like this ceiling. You know what I mean? Like, I started, you know, growing, and then I was like, oh, I got to get out of here. There's nothing to do here.
And you know, it's funny you say that, because I always say to people, and this is I mean this as no disrespect, but I wish that our community saw Poughkeepsie as the white community saw Poughkeepsie. We see Poughkeepsie two totally different ways, you know, and I wish we saw it the way they saw it, because There is a lot of opportunity here, you know, which is why you see all this development happening, which is why you see people moving and migrating here. There's stuff here, but I think it's presented to our community in a different way. So we don't think there's stuff here, you know, we think that we always have to look outside the box, when I think there's a lot that you can get done in Poughkeepsie. For me, I can't be in one place for too long. So I like to travel. And that's how, like, living in a small town like this is bearable, that I'm able to get away sometimes and I could come back. So I just wish that we saw Poughkeepsie the same way. Like, I wish our community see the opportunities that are here. But a lot of things are by design, too. And I say that a lot, too. And I'm not afraid to say that, you know. A lot of things are by design. That's just the world.
What's the funniest part of your job?
The funniest part of my job... people who have so many problems, or they want to tell you how to work or how to do your job or how they think you should do your job, but they never offer up any solutions. Mm. You know, and I'm always like, listen, what do you think we should do? Like, I'm like, help me. I'm new. You know, I've only been a council person for 8 months. So it's like, I always tell people, like, I'm okay. I don't have a problem with being held accountable. You know, I'm still learning. So I don't have a problem with being held accountable. So I'm like, all right, I understand we have these issues. Why don't we try to brainstorm together on how we could fix these issues? You know, don't just tell me all the issues without having possible solutions. You know, you're looking, I mean, obviously, I'm the person that holds the seat. So they're looking for me to make the decision. but I'm always open to input. You know, I want to work collaboratively with people. I don't want to just be the person making the decisions and then you all have to deal with it. You know, I always want input, which is why I had several public hearings about different things going on, public sessions about different things going on in the Sixth Ward, because I want people's input, because I don't just want to make a decision because I think it's best for everybody. I don't know what's best for everybody because I'm not everybody.
Mm. You know, what were some of the public hearings about?
One in particular, there's a park in my ward called Bartlett Park. And, you know, I just from living in Poughkeepsie, I've seen a lot of times that things just happen in Poughkeepsie. And a lot of people think they're happening by surprise, but they're never happening by surprise. There's always a plan. There's always conversations about it. And I just want people to be aware and be able to have their input. So, you know, they're going to renovate that park. It's right around the corner from me. So I wanted people to have input of the type of things that they wanted to see in the park. I didn't just want the developers to come in and say, hey, we think this will work here. I wanted the people to come in and say what they wanted to see there.
What's going on? It's your boy Motif Alumni. And you're now listening to In The Field Radio with Lady D and Aaron Boogie on 91.3 WVKR. Peace.
All right. So in addition to speaking with Councilman Christopher Grant, we got to talk to mayoral candidate and Fifth Ward Councilwoman Yvonne Flowers. Yes, we got real political up in here. Okay, we can be serious. We can be serious sometimes. So I went online and I asked the people on my page, you know, what y'all want me to ask her? She running for mayor. What y'all want me to ask her? What do y'all want to see change in Poughkeepsie? What do you want? And people said, I mean, the same thing I was concerned with, gentrification, more investments in the youth and resources for people struggling to pay rent due to gentrification again. YMCA youth groups, stop the luxury developments or give us more money, clean up Poughkeepsie, stop kicking people out. Mental health resources for the kids. You know, everybody had the same concerns. I even, when I left Poughkeepsie last year, it was because rent was going up and the conditions were not good in the apartments. Cough, cough, core lease. And I didn't even have to ask her really about this. She came out the gate talking about the quality of life and prices of living in Poughkeepsie and how that correlates to the living conditions. And what she said was that in order to combat that, one of the things really is to make sure that these places are up to code. How are you charging people all of this money for rent and it's supposed to be affordable housing, and then there's rats and roaches and all type of stuff going on and they're not fixing it, nothing works, it's dangerous. So she definitely talked about enforcing codes and quality of living. And she spoke about making sure that affordable housing is included in discussions about development. When y'all want to develop, you know, luxury condos and build more living spaces, there needs to be affordable housing in that conversation. What I think was also really important that she brought up, which I brought up to Councilman Grant, is what about the adults? She spoke about programming that took children from, you know, being kids up through their teenagers. But what about after that? You know, they need to get employment. There needs to be training for the rest of their lives. Don't just forget about them once they turn 18. And I really love that she said that. That really touched me, to be honest. So with that being said, I'm going to play a clip. I'm going to let Yvonne Flowers tell you herself. This is for everybody that was asking these questions on that post. What do we do about the kids? What do we do about the living situations? You want to know the answer? Here's the answer right here.
Okay, so
who should we vote for on November 7th?
We should vote for Yvonne Flowers to be mayor of the state of Poughkeepsie. And no one else, Yvonne Flowers, to be mayor of the city of Poughkeepsie. That's who we should be voting for. Without a doubt. And early voting is all the way up until November 5th. So we're encouraging people to come out in early voting because, you know, it's from what I understand, the forecast is supposed to be cold and rainy on November 7th. So sometimes we don't like to come out, you know, when it's raining. So I think it's, if you don't want to go out in that kind of weather, then it's good if people come out early to vote.
So they can vote now, right? They can vote.
Yes. Tomorrow? Early voting started. Yep, it started October 28th. So now it's October 28th up until November 5th. And so there's different locations you can vote at. If you go on the Dutchess County Board of Election website, it'll give you all the location. And if you're in the city of Poughkeepsie, there's two locations on Borman Road, the library on Borman Road, and also Mid-Hudson Library that's on Market Street.
What is the funniest part of your job? Like, what just tickles you?
The funniest part of my job? I don't know. What tickles me, I guess, is the kids, working with the kids. You know, we do a basketball program with the kids, and even during this summer, I've seen a lot of kids kind of step up and want to do some programming and some youth programs, and it's just seeing the excitement in their face. And then sometimes they'll come up to me and I'm a city council member, but they'll look at me and like I'm almost like the president. I'm like, oh, you know, and I'm like, no, honey, I said, I'm a city council member, you know. And then when you get to talk with them and realize that they can do this also, you know, they seem amazed. Like, really? I thought you had to go to college for like 15 years, as one boy said it. I'm like, no, honey, you just got to graduate from high school and be registered to vote. Yep. And have a passion to make a difference. And you can do this job.
That's awesome.
It was cute. Yeah, it was really cute. So that's the thing I kind of laugh at sometimes.
Is there anything else you want the people to know?
Just want to know that, you know, it's very important that we go out to vote. In the city of Poughkeepsie, unfortunately, we have low voter turnout. And that's happened throughout the years. And we seem like we have to fight harder to get people to come out. And I tell people, if you come out to vote, that also elevates the voice in the city of Poughkeepsie by coming out in numbers. So no matter who you decide to vote for, but of course, I'm going to tell you to vote for Yvonne Flowers, but really want everyone to come out to vote in this election, so we can show everyone on the state, the federal and county level that Poughkeepsie has a voice, a strong voice in the city of Poughkeepsie, you know, because that also helps us when it comes to moving forward and getting the resources that we need. They're going to pay attention to the Poughkeepsie, and I'm going to make sure they pay attention as mayor, but it would be nice to make sure that I have a nice group of people, a large group in the city of Poughkeepsie that's also, you know, saying you need to watch us because we're here and we're going to make you accountable.
I love it. Thank you so much for taking the time out to sit with us.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. Well, thank you for reaching out and asking me to join and doing it by Zoom. That works out well.
Welcome back to In the Field Radio. You know what I'm about to do. Make sure you follow In the Field Radio. Write to me. Tell me what you think. Do song requests. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me. Do shout outs. If you write to me in the DMs, I'm going to read it. And I'm going to do what you tell me to do. Boss me around. I like that stuff. At In the Field Radio on everything. All right. I'm about to get out of here. Big thank you. And I love you to anybody that's rocking with us. All our loyal listeners. Love you guys. Thanks for chilling with those chicks on Mondays. In the Field Radio 91.3. FM, WVKR, Poughkeepsie. Have a good night.